This recording, Kentucky 9, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who'd been working in the newest area of the territory. She was very happy to start another new job, this time in the North Square near Duke Street Tower. On her first morning, she washed her face, put on a plain white dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal was suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the bird. The goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Cuma, Cuma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Cuma was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her, but Sarah managed by gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing to her. Her efforts were futile. Very soon, Cuma began to tire, and Sarah gave her a relaxing bath, washed her, and laid her on a cloth for diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. The treatment was very expensive, but Mrs. Harrison's millionaire lawyer thought it was a fair price for a cure. I have been a high school teacher for 34 and a half years. I retired in 1996, and then I started doing substitute teaching. I like for them to hear what I call real-life stories, something that they can apply to their life, and perhaps they will recall it several times during their becoming young adults. Yes, one of the samples would be a story about our son Chris. Was in college at Transylvania University in Lexington, and he went in his senior year to apply to start his internship in a bank. And the lady that was in charge of internship told him that there was not any way that he could go to internship in Lexington, that they had stopped doing that with Transylvania University. He listened politely to her and went back to the dorm, called the bank, and told them that he would like to have an appointment with the vice president, which was a Mr. Johnson. He put on his white shirt and tie and suit and went down and met with Mr. Johnson, and within an hour and a half, he came back to campus with a paper signed for him to do his internship. He walked into the lady's office and said, "I will be starting my internship on Monday." And she said, "Oh, Chris, how did you manage this?" And he said, "Well, I've always been taught by my parents, if you don't ask, you don't get. And I went down and met with Mr. Johnson, and I will start my internship."